Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, August 18th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. God's Word accompanies relief work in the United States. Sports camps and smiles open doors for the gospel among the Hindus. And youth evangelists see spiritual fruit in Puerto Rico. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the United States, where the death toll continues to climb in the aftermath of Hurricane Charley. Many relief organizations are rushing in to help the thousands that are homeless. The Salvation Army is partnering with the International Bible Society to meet spiritual needs. Crisis counselors say many people are suffering emotionally. President of IBS, Peter Bradley.
People who, after a crisis such as this one, are really in despair. They're seeing their whole world change. They are fearful. They're looking for hope, and that's exactly what the scriptures do.
IBS is handing out booklets to help the victims and relief workers. Bradley says scripture is the only definite answer.
We know that people in crisis like this, they're looking for hope. They're looking for some sign of healing, of comfort, of peace to come into their life. Even though we look at this as a very difficult time for individuals, we see it as a tremendous opening for the kingdom.
Pray that many turn to Christ as a result. Next, nearly 2,000 years ago, Paul traveled to Greece, shared the gospel, and explained how they could know personally the God they called the Unknown God. In honor of that, Flame 2004 held a Tribute to the Unknown God rally in Athens as part of their Olympic Games outreach. AMG International's Fotis Romeos was a part of it and says 10,000 people attended.
That was above and beyond any expectations that we had. We never had such a meeting in any place of Greece as we had the greatest gathering for Christian cause that had ever taken place in Greece.
Olympic outreach is just beginning, and he's excited about the potential for evangelism.
We had a great number of Greeks coming from all over Greece, but also I was able to locate people from Asia, Korea, from Afghanistan, from Iraq. I locate people from South America, Africa. There were a lot of people from Eastern Europe. So practically we had the world in our yard.
New Testaments and Jesus videos are being handed out. Pray that many will turn to Christ as they read and listen. You're listening to Mission Network News. Nations that are normally closed to missionary efforts often open their doors to OC International's sports ambassadors teams. This was proven true on a recent SA trip to southern India's Tamil Nadu state. OC's Robin Cook says the change in the government also helped free the atmosphere for invitation.
Sports ambassadors was invited by sports ministry in Coimbatore and sports ministry in Chennai to do clinics and play basketball games in schools and with the YMCA.
Cook says the freedom teams felt to share Christ was due to the response.
We brought an Evangicube. It's a great thing to present. We did that with the Hindus, and they were excited. A lot of them kept asking, can I keep this? Can I have this? We had great opportunities, whether one-on-one or with a whole group of 200 or 300 that came to the clinic or were in the school assembly.
Elsewhere, IN Network teams say their youth programs are seeing growth in the Czech Republic. Youth evangelists say there is a continued openness to share the gospel within the public schools and in other settings as well. Summer camp events focused on students up to age 15 this year. Through each ministry, team members have been able to reach out to hardened youth with the gentleness of Christ. Many are responding. Pray for their discipleship. And missionaries working with Grace Ministries in Puerto Rico report an increased presence via their radio ministry. Listeners battling alcoholism, marital problems, and those needing housing have begun contacting radio station WCGB for help. In addition, GMI teams say church growth can be seen in an overflowing Sunday school class in the house church that needs to be split. Several people attending the church are also voicing a desire to go deeper in the Word of God. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you're interested in finding out about short-term mission trips, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Click on the Short-Term Missions database logo on the left, where you can find out about short-term trips all over the world in construction, evangelism, and more. That's the Short-Term Missions database at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.